ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the government of Vanuatu is in chaos with questions over who is leading the country after the Speaker, Gracia Shadrach, effectively sacked the Prime Minister, Bob Loughman, his deputy and 17 other MPs after they failed to turn up for Parliament on three consecutive days.
The seat of the Honourable Bob Loughman Weibur, member for Tana constituency, is vacant with immediate effect. And lastly, the seat of the Honourable Alato Ismail Kalsakau Maukoro, member for Port Vila constituency, is vacant with immediate effect. 19 Honourable members with me. Move on to the Laos.
Security guards were called after Mr. Loughman and others refused to vacate the floor of the House following the Speaker's declaration that their seats were now vacant. The Speaker has been at odds with the government since he allowed the opposition to table a motion of no confidence that was set to be voted on today. The Loughman administration reacted by attempting to have the Speaker removed from his post, but that move failed, and now Gracia Shadrach has hit back in the most extraordinary way. He told Hilje Bulle for Radio New Zealand that his move is historic, not just for Vanuatu.
Maybe in Vanuatu and maybe in region and the world. My first intention when I elected in this position is to reinstall the integrity of the parliament. And it's paramount.
So that what you did this morning?
Is the restoration of the integrity of the parliament.
This morning the member of Prime Minister, they refused to leave the chamber.
They abuse their rights to go to court, to let only the Supreme Court to determine my announcement.
If they win, they come back.
If they win, they will come back. Otherwise, there will be by-elections.
Vanuatu Speaker Gracia Shadrach speaking there yesterday about the drama that unfolded in Parliament and warning there could be 19 by-elections if the government MPs don't win their case against him that they're taking to the Supreme Court. What a day. Watching it all and following the fallout was journalist Dan McGarry, who's in Port Vila. Good morning, Dan. How are you feeling after yesterday?
Well, spinning round and round, as you can imagine. People are quite confused by what's happening. We appear to have grown a new generation of what people locally call bush lawyers. In other words, you know, ad hoc legal experts. And so the talk on social media has been thick and fast all day.
What are these bush lawyers saying? How are people reacting to all of this kind of unfolding in front of them?
I think there's a great deal of confusion, first and foremost. And I've been guilty of it, as guilty of it as anybody else. On top of that, the surprising thing is that there doesn't seem to be a lot of partisan talk. There's a great deal of concern that, at the lack of comity, at the lack of cooperation and unity in the parliament itself, some have expressed dismay that the office of the Speaker was ignored effectively by members of government, and others have said that the Speaker has stepped far, far beyond the pale, that he's gone too far in his ruling. There are some who suggested that he should have shown a little more caution. He was within his rights to sanction the MPs for disregarding the warning bell, but at the same time, he had a range of other options available to him. And in fact, that was one of the objections that was raised in Parliament at the time by the remaining MPs.
So the question is, if the PM and his deputy and other senior ministers have had their seats potentially declared vacant until we get a decision in the court, who technically is in charge right now?
Right now, it's very difficult to say. I wouldn't want to speculate, quite honestly. Mr. Shadrach has given until Friday for the people whom he declares have had their seats vacated to to launch an appeal in the Supreme Court and to get a ruling on this. So Parliament is not in session. It's been suspended till Friday. I know for a fact that Bob Loughman yesterday, he said that a court challenge was on its way and refused to comment further because the matter was soon to be before the court. I think all we can do really right now is wait and see We can take some small comfort, though, from the fact that, unlike some other countries, politicians in Vanuatu, even though they're willing to test the limits of parliamentary power, they always respect the rule of law. And so when the court rules, it is expected that everybody will abide by the result.
You're listening to journalist Dan McGarry. We're talking about the situation that's currently unfolding in Vanuatu in terms of the political goings-on in the country. Dan, is the public service, though, still operating?
Yeah, it's operating as usual. I don't know what would happen if there was a ministerial instrument that had to, had to cross a minister's desk. I expect that all of these things would be kept to a minimum as a matter of course during any parliamentary session, simply because the ministers and the MPs are all quite busy. So the standard way of operating is that you wouldn't put any matter of great importance onto, in front of a minister until the session is finished. So barring any emergency and any emergency use of power, I think we'll see the ship of state just running on its own inertia for the time being.
Now, you did mention there briefly that government MPs are preparing their legal challenge at the moment. What do we know about how their case might stack up?
It's hard to say, but in Parliament itself, Prime Minister Bob Laufman stood and mentioned a number of objections. He said that prayers were read on all of the days in question by members of Parliament from the government side, among the 19 that had been declared vacated. And he asked the Speaker to explain himself. How could we have been the ones to say the prayer and then to be absent? The Speaker's contention is that because they ignored the summons bell, they were effectively absent, even though they hadn't been there during roll call. That's something that the court's going to decide. The right of the Speaker to declare the vacation prior to a court ruling is also something that's in contention. That does seem fairly cut and dry, though. It is a matter of law whether or not the seats have been vacated. And the Speaker, as he said, was only following his duty under the law. The other objection that was raised was whether this was actually three consecutive sessions, and that's something for the courts to decide as well. The issue of what a sitting is black-letter law in Vanuatu. We've had a court case related to that. So the real question is, what is an absence, and were all of these 19 MPs absent according to the Vacation of Seats Act?
Now, the D-Day is Friday when this all should potentially either resolve or not. In your mind, do you see this issue resolving in a somewhat timely manner?
It's hard to imagine how that would happen. We could get a very quick ruling. If it goes in favor of the government, then they are going to want to see movement on their motion to remove the Speaker. If it goes against the members of the former members of Parliament, I guess it would be under that circumstance, then we would be guaranteed to see an appeal, and that would take further time. So I don't think this is going to be resolved this week. And I'd be very surprised if it was resolved next week as well.
Dan, yesterday we had Matava Kenilasa, Samoan political observer, on chatting about the situation in Samoa. And you could really hear the frustration in his voice and what he was saying, that the people in Samoa are quite frustrated at what's playing out there. Do you think if this continues to play out in Vanuatu, if things don't get resolved in a timely manner, that people will start to feel, that this political instability is harming or encroaching on the daily running of how things go in Vanuatu?
Yeah, it's an unfortunate fact that in Vanuatu we've seen parliamentary histrionics and brinksmanship for a very, very long period of time. And this is far from the worst that we've seen. You might recall in 2015, the Speaker of Parliament at the time abused his presidential powers. He was acting president because the real president was not present in the country, and he pardoned himself of a criminal offense along with 13 other members of parliament. So we've seen people, you know, defining their powers and abusing them in remarkable ways in the past. And I'm afraid the most common reaction that I've seen so far is a kind of a sardonic amusement at the whole thing. You know, here we go again kind of sentiment. So the only comfort we can take, as I said, is that here at least the members of parliament do listen to the court. They do allow them to adjudicate on their matters. So at least we have a referee in the game, and that does make a big difference.
Well, Dan, I'm sure that we will be in touch as the week and potentially next 2 weeks play out. And it'll be an incredibly interesting time and one that I'm sure you'll continue to keep your eye on. But thank you so much for chatting with me this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's Dan McGarry, freelance journalist on the line from the Vanuatu Capital Port Vila.